Eric Greitens is a Navy SEAL who came back from Iraq 1 year ago this week. He worked with Iraqi soldiers in Fallujah, and he earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. Greitens says he knows that 5 years in, some Americans are tired of hearing about the war, but he urges people to keep following the news about Iraq.
During my last days in Fallujah, my barracks was hit by a suicide truck bomb loaded with chlorine. The explosion destroyed the building and filled the air with poison gas. When I finally made it out, I fell to my knees choking. When I looked down, I saw that my uniform was covered in blood. I patted myself down once, twice, a third time, and then I realized the blood was not mine. Before the blast, I'd been standing next to my friend Joel. It was his blood I was wearing. His body, instead of mine, took the brunt of the blast. Gunfire filled the air, but it was hard to tell who was shooting at whom. The building's roof was still intact, so I climbed the twisted staircase with two Marines to establish a fighting position. We aimed our rifles at every movement, but the streets were clear, except for a few children and families running from the violence. We held our fire. Even after all the months of combat, injured comrades, and the acrid smell of violence in our nostrils, every Marine kept their discipline. Later that day, I was evacuated for minor wounds. At the hospital, I asked after Joel. He had been evacuated to Baghdad with a head injury and was eventually sent back to the U.S. for more treatment. When I got back home, Joel was well enough to come see me. I showed him my uniform from that day. It was still stained with his blood. He asked if he could have it back. I told him, "It's mine now, buddy. Besides, you should have ducked." We've been at war in Iraq a long time now, over 5 years, longer than World War II. I know that many people are sick of hearing about it, bored by still more coverage. But whatever you think, your fellow Americans are still there while you are safe at home. 5 years in, bombs are still going off, troops are still in combat. Soldiers still find themselves literally wearing the blood of their brothers. It's not too much to ask you to keep paying attention.
Eric Greitens is a Navy SEAL. He returned from Iraq 1 year ago this week.